Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster. Hello, my name is Christy Duncan, and I am delighted to be chatting today with Akita Somani, who is Senior Vice President of Buy Now, Pay Later and POS Lending at US Bank based in New York. Welcome, Akita.
Hi, Christy. It's great to be here today chatting with you. I'll just give you a little bit of an intro on myself. So I've been in payments and financial services for a little over 2 decades, all around the world, right from Asia Pacific and the Middle East to Europe. And now in the US, I've worked for some large banks and payment networks, and I thrive on building relationships and being with people.
What a great career journey. I'm really dying to hear more. And for those in our audience who might be new to My Career in Six, we're going to start with some rapid fire questions, just looking for one word answers. And then we'll do a few more detailed questions. So are you ready, Akita?
I am indeed.
Awesome. All right. Who or what inspires you?
My 14-year-old.
And do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
Both.
What drives you?
Positive impact.
Favorite quote or motto that you live by?
Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect, by Mark Twain.
Awesome. When applying for a new opportunity, what percent of required attributes do you need to be confident in your application?
50%.
And what's the coolest payments company today?
There are loads of them.
All right, trick question. Thanks, Akita. Now that we know a little bit about you, let's move on to the more in-depth questions about your journey. What's been your biggest challenge as you climbed the ladder in the payments industry?
I think to me, it's been finding role models and sponsors who look, think, and sound like me. And I think that to me, we've done a great job in payments in terms of increasing representation of women. We've still got a way to go in terms of representation of women of color in senior leadership positions.
Indeed, you're a trailblazer. What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment in your career so far?
Being able to try many different things, many different roles across geographies, across companies, and working with an incredible set of leaders, colleagues, and that has helped create a fantastic network.
Wow, so impressive. And what is one thing that you might have done differently given the chance?
Being more intentional about what I wanted my career to look like, the growth and development path, and leveraging my mentors and sponsors to get to that. I was very fortunate to get a fantastic set of opportunities early on in my career. But at that stage, I just went with the flow. I only learned to be more intentional about the direction I wanted to take it in and leveraging the networks of mentors and sponsors in particular, I would say in the last decade or so.
Very good. I like that, being intentional. How important have networks and connections been in assisting your career in this payments industry?
I would say pivotal. So as I have moved across geographies, companies, tried to build knowledge, Christy, you've spoken at a number of forums. The payments world is evolving really significantly, and the pace of change is just exponentially expanding every year. To keep a track of that pace of change, build your knowledge, build your set of peers, colleagues, industry mates whom you can actually gather that knowledge and build on, but more importantly, collaborate with and work to create that broader positive impact in the world of payments. I think the network piece of it is just central to everything we do.
Very sage advice. As a senior female leader, how have you helped shape the culture of your current business at US Bank?
In addition to my day job, I also champion diversity, equity, and inclusion for our payments business globally. I have led the successful launch of some of our employee or business resource groups across Europe and the US. specific development programs focused on women and minority segments moving into leadership positions, as well as affiliation with HBCUs and the like. The whole intent has been focused on not just creating more opportunities and equitable opportunities, but also some programmatic development programs, which actually focus on removing unconscious bias from the hiring process and creating inclusive practices for teams to operate as a whole. So the focus on all three components of DEI is something that I'm really passionate about, and that's how I've been driving it internally within our bank.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure, no doubt, we'll see you driving it across the industry as well, especially as you make your way around the world of payments, literally. Thanks for doing that, Akita. This has been a great discussion, and I could listen to more about your fantastic career journey, but unfortunately, we have to close with one last question, and that's something I ask many of our guests here on Pause for Payments. What advice would you give to aspiring women professional in this payments industry?
I would say take risks, keep an open mind, be intentional and persistent in identifying your unique strengths or superpowers, as I like to call them, and also be intentional in developing that network of peers, mentors, and sponsors, and where that could take your career based on your goals and your development path.
Such sage words of career wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing, Akita. On that very inspiring note, thank you for joining us and sharing your career journey with us here today on My Career in Six.
Thank you for having me, Christy. It's been a great conversation.
As always. And thanks to our audience for listening. I encourage all of you to join us online for the many other episodes of My Career in Six, where we chat with inspirational leaders from around the world of payments like Akita. My Career in Six is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.